and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 254. My name is Chris Fricchio, and I am here with Jeff Chorney.
What up?
Glenn Burgess.
Hello.
And Jason Aystrecker.
Hello, people.
Yes, four-man show.
Four-man
show. Going to be fun. So this is the way we're going to do this, and if you missed the show with the four-man show we did a couple weeks ago where it was me, Jeff, Travis, and Nate, we're going to do distractions first, and then we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do news. And then we're going to go right to new releasers, listener email, and a new question of the week. So before we
For
do
reals.
That, Jason, it's good to have you back, buddy. How you feeling?
Dude, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
This is like old times. It's like I've done this podcast before, and I just
not yet.
Right back into the
not
role.
Until on the break when you come back and be like, guys, just
guys.
I,
hey guys,
I can't. I'm too drunk.
Completely coincidentally, I'm drinking the same thing that I was. That
oh, the sweet tea vodka.
So, yeah, no promises. We'll see
how it goes. I almost picked that up tonight, actually.
That shit's good, man. That shit's good.
Yeah, I'm doing really quite good. Busy at work, and
all right.
That's a good busy. It's a good stress,
yes.
I guess.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Cool. Good deal. Glenn, welcome back.
You welcome back. Oh,
what's
wait.
Up, dude?
Hey, no. Damn
it. It's too early.
Half of the show, don't be stepping on my toes.
What's up, man?
God, I've had a different kind of stress than what Jason's talking about at work. The not-so-good kind, where it's this needs to be put in by next week and all the parts you need are back-ordered. Have fun. So that's always great.
The deadline stress. I'm feeling that with you right now. So
I'm on the deadline stress. I've got some nice, awesome personal things going on as well, which add to the deadline stress. So it's all good though. It makes me busy, so that's nice. I've been enjoying long walks through the city around here with my dog, which is nice. I guess. I don't know.
You don't know if it's good or not?
I think it's nice. I enjoy it. Just turn on the headphones and don't make eye contact with anybody when you walk past them, I guess. And you're good to go.
There you go.
Do you live in the hood or some shit?
Close to. There's a Sunoco down the street that's got the nickname the Stab and Go.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So without me visiting you, never.
No, yeah.
No,
by
it's
the
cool.
Way,
I'm on the fourth floor. There's
like
18 locks between where I live and the ghetto, so you're pretty safe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's like an elevator and like you need a key code to get in the door and oh yeah, it's good time.
Awesome.
Safe during the zombie apocalypse.
They definitely
Perfect.
Figured out number pads.
Yeah.
They won't figure out the code.
Brains! Ted, it didn't work the first time. Brains! God. Other than that, it's not too terribly much going on. Not really time for it. So let's move on.
All right. Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey, speaking of ghetto, Tony's car got broken into for the third time in like 6 months.
Yeah, and you're busting my balls.
What? No, the thing is, we live nowhere even close to the ghetto. Like we live in actually a really nice part of like Toronto, and it's just that like we think it's probably teenagers like just looking for like money or some shit because we park in the underground parking lot garage. The first time this happened, people actually had their like windows shattered and stuff, and Tanya left her door open because she always leaves her door open, which ended up being a good thing in this case because they did steal our GPS. That sucks, but other than that, we don't really keep anything in the car. So the last two times. She just kind of realized someone was in there because shit was moved around, the glove box would be open, whatever. But we never keep anything in there, and we always never lock the door now. So finally, we're like, I think Tanya like wrote an email to like the owners of the building, like, hey, this is the third time this happened in like 6 months, well, within the last year, I guess, twice within like 4 to 6 months, but three times last year, being like, hey, you guys gonna do something about this? Because we're not the only ones, and you guys might want to put like some cameras or some shit down there. And they're like, oh, well, go check it out. What's your parking space? Also, they're bullshit. So they go check it out. They email Tony back and be like, oh, well, your windows weren't smashed out. And Tony's like, yeah, I know. And they're like, well, so obviously you left your door open. And Tony's like, well, yeah, the reason why is because the first time this happened, everyone got their windows smashed. Ours wasn't because we left the door open, so we just leave it open now. So who knows if they're going to actually do something fucking about it. But they're not luckily...
I just like to point out how old you sound when you go, we think it was probably teenagers.
No, dude, it's
damn
like,
kids.
It does sound like an old thing to say, but there's really is like, it's actually like nothing really happens around this neighborhood, and there is a high school right across the street.
Uh-oh.
Like literally.
This looks like the work of teenagers.
But
they go to
who
that
knows?
Damn high school across the street.
Told you we should have
moved to them.
This whole neighborhood going downhill ever since that damn high school opened up.
Yeah. So yeah. That kind of sucks, but we just won't keep anything in there. Maybe leave notes. So it's like, hey, if you're going to at least break in here, at least take some of the garbage out with you, you know?
Yeah, just leave a note. Just clean the car next time.
Exactly.
I'll pay you.
Exactly.
Knock on the door. I'll give you money.
Take the empty bag of McDonald's out in the back seat. Take that out there. Oh, we have also a rug in there that's been in there for like 6 months. Take that out there, too. Just toss it. But other than that, last weekend was all right. I had some people over. We played some. Actually, I had one person over during the day. We played some fighting games, like First to Ten.
Yeah.
A bunch of different fighting games. So that went okay. Well, the thing is, like, a lot of my friends kind of play games, some of them, but not too much into fighting games. So I told the one guy on purpose, come early, because, you know, once everyone else is getting here, they're going to start bitching that they're just watching us play or they don't want to get their ass kicked. So we played First to Ten for Dead or Alive. He won that 10-8, I think it was. And then Street Fighter AE, I think I won 10-0. But then we did Third Strike, and that's when people started getting here, and I think we stopped at like 4-4. And that's when people started doing other shit, and we ended up playing Buzz, which is a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
Buzz is fun, yeah. Fun.
I miss that game.
Yeah, it's good shit. It's fun shit. Yeah, and then we just ended up hitting up a bar, me and one of my buddies, and then Tanya met up with us, because she had like a girls' night that night. So, and then I woke up basically throwing up out of both ends for about half an hour, so that was fun.
Oh, nice.
I blame
you.
That on the A&W. We ate at like 3:30 in the morning, and it was not
Did you blame that on teenagers, too, when teens are in the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, there were teenagers working there, so.
They must have broke in and shit all over the wall, T. I don't know what happened.
Oh, man. So that was my week.
Gross.
In a nutshell. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Not much going on over here. I was
no
going to say that Jeff... I actually
Sorry.
Had the same thing happen to me with my car. When
oh,
I was...
oh, I thought you were going to say you're throwing up at both ends. For...
Yes, that's what happened. No. No. there was a time when I still lived, when I was still in high school, and I lived with my mom, that my car got broken into because I left the doors open. And I actually had replaced the stereo, and they did a really bad job of trying to steal the stereo. So all they got was the face. They took the face and took off. And
well, the face is the easy part.
Yeah, I know. You just push a button and it comes off, right?
Yeah.
I bolted the rest of it into the back so I couldn't get it out. So
nobody's got any work ethic anymore.
That's right. But besides that, you know, not much going on, lots of work. Trying to get ready for Extra Life. Had a misadventure in audio equipment this week. So trying to work that out. I'm still on my headset because as I said last week, I don't have my regular mic. I got a condenser mic so I could do some, so I can use it for Extra Life. I plugged that into my board and found out my board that it requires phantom power, which Jason reminded me of, and the phantom power on my board doesn't work. So I am still on a headset. Luckily, I have
phantom
a different.
That's a thing.
Yes, phantom power is
yes,
a thing.
Phantom power is like, a thing. It basically sends power back to the mic.
That is awesome, phantom power.
48 volts, son.
48 volts, yeah. That's right. So I do have another mixer that I'm going to be using for Extra Life, and I actually emailed Behringer about the mixer that I've got, and it sounds like they're going to replace it, so I got
to
send them.
That's really surprising
it.
To me, because yeah. Normally they're like, just buy another one, they're pretty cheap, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, it was $50, it has one input, like, just buy another board.
Yeah, they say that they've got a 3-year warranty, so it's only a year
no
old,
shit.
So I'm going to try and get them get them to replace it. You know, I might as well. I've got nothing to lose. I got another mixer. So, that was my misadventure. The mic does work and it sounds really good. It's just I have to plug it into an old board that's like 10 years old that I bought for the PO cast when we were doing it.
Yo, that thing has got some history, man. That was,
it does,
that was the first
dude,
mixer
what,
I ever like owned.
That mixer has been. Around the block, dude. That thing's taking a beating. It
Hell
rattles.
Yeah.
If you like
so
moving around,
ways
it rattles.
To go there.
Memories,
you know what else
man.
It does? It works.
It works. That's
yeah.
right. And it's got phantom power. So there you go. But yeah, that's it for me. So I have something new to. Well, it's not something new to talk about. I have a new game I'm going to join in the talk with. So let's talk about
geez.
Some games.
Games.
Glenn's like, I'm going to go for...
I'm going to go grab another beer.
I'm going to go take a poop.
Jason, what do you got, man? What are you playing this week?
I've been playing a shitload of Borderlands 2. Actually.
Yeah, I know that game. I've been playing some of that, too.
I think I'm over 100 hours now. I'm
Holy
not even
shit.
Kidding. Like, that's all
Dude,
that I've been playing
crazy.
Up until, like, a few days ago. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to accidentally do, actually.
It really is. It really is.
That's the thing. For me, it's not as easy as it was with the first one. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why, but for some reason, I played the first one more than I'm playing this one. And I love this game. It's not like, and I like it better than the first one. I guess because I just recently beat the first one, I'm kind
That's
of Borderlanded out.
Who warned you not to do that? Who warned you not to do that, Chris?
I don't know, some Canadian bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but, I did the same thing. It was me, Chris, and John that were playing pretty regularly Borderlands 1 in preparation, and I never got burnt out, man. It just made me want it that much more. And,
well, Jason, along with that game, I also played my single-player game, which I went all the way through. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was doubling up on the Borderlands.
Both ends.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. From both ends, that's right.
Have you guys checked out the DLC yet?
I haven't. It looks kind of cool, though.
It sounds really cool, though.
Really very good. Yeah, like it definitely feels like a separate chapter, you know.
Yeah,
like it's not like a reused asset kind of, you know.
So season pass, not season pass?
I would go season pass based on this alone.
Pass? I'd say based on their history alone, go season pass if you're going to play it. Because there's only one that people consider not good out of Borderlands 1, right? Out of the mm-hmm. five they released or four?
It was four, I think.
You know, just like, you know, Ned's zombie thing. You know, mm-hmm. in the first game, you know, it definitely is, you know, a side story. You know what I mean? And it feels like you're in a different place. So it's above and beyond just normal DLC. So it's worth the purchase price, I think.
Very cool.
I had
a great time
with that.
Awesome.
Right, great music. A shitload of loot.
Well, there better be.
Yeah, holy shit. I think right now I'm sitting at about level 22. Level 23, okay. Something like that. So I feel like I'm getting closer, but it's like now I got another game that I added to the mix. But I'm hoping my focus for Extra Life is beat Borderlands 2.
Well, what level were you, Jason, when you finished the original content?
Around 30, early 30s.
Same. Okay. I was 31 or 32
Did you guys do all the side quests and stuff?
I did a lot of them. but I actually ran into a couple, like last night I was doing a side quest and then it said turn into brick, and I went back to Sanctuary.
He wasn't there.
So I'm like, okay. And so, you know, like usually when you go to the fast travel, it'll give you a little spot
shows you where,
and say this is
going.
You need to go to finish this mission. It kept saying go to Sanctuary. I'm like, he's not fucking there. I don't know what you want me to do. So I just stopped and said, whatever, I only have one mission left. So I'm like, whatever, I'm going to stop and finish and just go through that way. But actually, once you beat the game, like the main storyline, it opens up more quests in the original game also. Hmm. Like there's at least half a dozen that I came across.
Really?
Like just after beating the game.
I may have completed those beforehand too, because I only had one open up actually once I completed everything, or once I, you know, beat the, you know, the game, as it were.
Okay.
I only had one, kind of pop up.
I had three, like, immediately following, but one of them was from Brick, so it's quite possible that would have opened.
Right.
Had I turned it in before, had the ability to.
Yeah, that may be it. That may be it.
So, but still, the fact that there's still more game to be played, and I haven't even touched DLC or anything yet, and I messed with the Necromancer a little bit. I did that the prior Extra Life weekend. I played about 9 hours worth of Borderlands 2 with Amy Kirkman.
Oh, nice. All right.
So I was just like, screw it. I'll roll a Necromancer. Why not? That bitch is fun.
Isn't she?
That is lot of fun. Like, you get those anarchy stacks up there. Like, I think I was up to, like, 120 at one point.
You might have to break that tree down for me, because I really don't understand that far right tree, the anarchy tree.
Well, I'm not very far in. I think I'm only level 12
like
or 13.
High damage but low rate, apparently, or something like that.
No, it's the accuracy.
Yeah, like, the accuracy is really lowers, but the damage goes a lot higher.
Yes.
I mean, there's another side of that too that flips it, you know. So you'll get like high accuracy, low damage on one, and then flips it on the other side too. Like all in the same tree. So that, I mean, that's just one of the confusing things to me. Anyway,
well, I'm not sure because I'm not that far down the tree. I'm only on like the second level of it, I think, right now. But the whole concept with the anarchy is just if you don't reload your gun, if you shoot through an entire clip while in combat, mind you. You can't just walk around emptying your clip. it adds an anarchy stack. And if you kill somebody, it adds an anarchy stack. And if you reload your gun, they all go away, which is really annoying since the button to interact with things is the same as the reload button.
Right.
So if you walk up to something and you're, you know, oh, just about, because how many times you walk up to a box to open it and you push the button right as the little icon goes away because you walked too far or some bullshit. Yeah. You know how many times I've lost all of my anarchy trying to open?
If you've got, like, you know, one of the TDR guns that it turns into a grenade when you reload.
Yep.
That
happens. Can't do that. Can't really use that.
Yeah, it blows up in your face.
Well, no, but, you know, it's not a strategy. Like, you can't just throw it, and even though that's not a very good strategy either because it wastes whatever ammo's in the gun. And the other thing that it does is it lowers your magazine size on your weapons.
So that's probably good
for higher damage. Yeah, it's good for anarchy. It's good for that. But I picked up a shotgun that the magazine size was 1. I couldn't use it. I literally could not use it because it had 0 rounds in it. I picked it up and I thought it was glitched and I passed it over to Amy and she just started shooting it like crazy. I'm like, what the fuck? Turns out it was because it reduced the magazine size by the 1 bullet it could carry. I'm like, oh, come on.
Seriously? That's kind of fucked. Come on now.
Because it had like a super, it was one of those like fire as fast as you can pull the trigger. And it had 1 bullet in it. I'm like, this is going to be awesome for anarchy. I'm just going to hit every single shot.
Bullet does like crazy damage.
Yeah, and every single shot that I took, I would add an anarchy stat.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it would reload every shot. I'm like, this is going to be great. Nope. Can't even use it.
I might look into that a little bit more because there's so many shotguns out there that have an ammo capacity of just like 2. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd fire
two
one
gives
off.
You one.
And there's some that have pretty fast reload speeds. So I'll play around with it. That's another cool thing about the game is you can respec kind of whenever you want. So.
Yeah, I did that with my original character because I was a little too broad, and I decided that I was just going to fill up the sniper tree on 0 entirely.
Sure.
That was good. I did that, and then I have points left over, so now I'm doing melee stuff. I'm like, okay, so long range or really close, I'm good to go. But anywhere like in this middle section,
I'm kind of fucked.
Shotguns, baby. No, I've got a god shotgun right now. I'm actually pretty good.
Sweet.
I love it.
They seem a lot better in this game, the shotguns.
Well, yeah, I've actually used them a lot more in this game than I did in the first one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't suffer from, like, in Borderlands 1, you'd find one at, like, level 12 that was, like, the best gun ever, and you use it for the rest of the game. And Borderlands 2 doesn't really suffer from that. Like, you find that one gun, and then, like, 3 levels later, you're like, oh, shit, this is way better. I'm using this gun now.
You know what I find myself using a lot more in this game than I did the first one? Is grenades, because I did not use them a lot in the first one. Yeah,
oh, I used
them
all the time. Grenades in the first
one. In the first one, I for some reason they just didn't work very well.
Who
for
did
me,
you
but
use?
I used what's her name, Lilith.
Oh, okay.
But in this one, it's like I get those grenades that split.
Yeah.
And oh my god, you do! I just do so much fucking damage with those things. I've got ones that do like it's like I'm still like only level 22 or so, but I've got them that it does like. I think it's like 1,200 damage, and it splits into 9. So it's it's crazy amounts of damage, and it's like there's like 8 guys right there, and it kills all of them. It's like holy shit!
Can I tell you how that's going to turn out to be one of the lowest level damage grenade mods you've ever used in the game when you
I'm
level
sure
up further?
Be. I'm sure it
it's
will be.
The numbers that go out
based,
there
based
are
on
ridiculous.
What you said the other day when you were on the last time you were on, like fucking rocket launchers with like
30,000.
I mean, oh my god.
Yeah, sniper rifles
still,
with 30,000.
I'm still finding ones that are under 2,000.
And I have, let's see. Oh, I use the implosion grenades. Those are my favorite. They make like that little vacuum that sucks all the enemies in.
Oh,
so, like,
I would use those.
You walk into one of the villages, right, and you're just getting shot at from all sides. Just go, oh, fuck it. You throw a grenade in the middle, and everybody around gets sucked to this kind of central location, you know, to a degree, depending on how good the grenade mod is. And then they're all at, like, half health or so. So I just run through with 0 and melee them all. It's enough to kill them, practically.
Oh, nice. Mine are
really
kind of like, get the fuck off me, grenades. Like, if I'm about to die, so they're homing transfusion grenades.
Oh, nice.
And the homing stuff actually takes, like, super long. Like, they'll just kind of, like, bebop around until they find somebody and then blow them up. And then give me the life back. So if I'm about to die, I'll toss one of those out. End up getting killed. They'll slowly find someone. Boom, kill them. I get back up, and then get the health from the grenade as well. So I like full life by the time I actually get revived. It's fucking
sweet.
That's
nice. I need to look into some of those.
I like them quite a bit. I like Borderlands 2 a lot, and I could talk about it all night, but we should probably...
Let's talk about it all night.
Move on.
Jeff, do you feel sad?
Just real quick, I did my Extra Life stuff for work this past weekend. I got to play Splatterhouse, which is kind of a tradition.
That is, yeah. You've done that like every year.
I can say, yeah.
For 7 minutes, I think, total, because I was working, so that kind of sucked.
Oh, but. So you kind of just went in there and were like, all right, I'll play for a little bit.
Yeah. I'd go for like 30 seconds or something, and then, you know, somebody would need something and whatever. That sucks. So gotcha. I plan on redoing Extra Life this weekend. And,
yay!
I'm going to play Hawken. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
I do know. Nice. That's out now?
It's going to be closed beta this weekend.
Oh, cool.
I got a press invite, so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to play some Hawken. Yeah. I might stream it as well. I got the go-ahead. So.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
We'll see.
I still need to set the page up.
I'm looking forward to seeing how you like that game.
I played a decent amount of it. I like it a lot.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
I like it. Also, finally, due to the charity of one of our interns at work, they lent me a copy of XCOM, finally.
I bought XCOM.
I love how you say intern. You should just beat the guy and be like, this is mine, bitch. Go get me a sandwich.
That sucks because the dudes aren't paid, you know? So it's like, I feel bad for them. Anyway.
Taze's cool balls. Dudes. They do it on the radio.
But yeah, a couple nights ago, yeah, he lent that to me, and I played like 8 hours that night and probably about hours last night. I'm burning through it. I love it so much. It's so great.
Yeah, I just started playing it last night, and I went through, or not last night, the night before, and I've only gone through about 4 missions so far because I haven't had a whole lot of time, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it a lot. So
I think
a lot of people might be picking it for the game of the year. I'm just saying.
It's really going to be up there. I can say that. It's going to be up there.
I don't know if it's up there with me. I've got a few nitpicky things about it, but that's just the fanboy Jason talking, I think.
Okay.
Gotcha.
We'll see.
And my problems with it aren't nitpicky. They're not Jeff's stuff. It's just stuff I just don't like. I'm like, I don't get. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I don't like it. Kind of stuff. That's why I think I'm going to start over again. Because, like, I'm doing okay. I haven't lost any countries yet, but I know the shit's going to hit the fan very, very soon. Because, like, now a bunch of continents are like, we're going to fucking back out. And countries are going to back out. I'm like, no, let me get a satellite. I didn't pay attention to satellites for, like, the entire first 3 months. And like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, that's where I was like, so Scott's been kind of giving me tips like that. And I was like, yeah, it makes sense. But a lot of people I talk to say, like, they played through, like, once and then lost. And they're like, okay, now that you played through a second time, you know what you need to get up there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what I should do, if I should, because realistically there's a lot of games coming up this fall, so I'm thinking I should just play through it and just whatever my fate in this game, or start over again. But I don't even think if I start over again if I'll make it as far as I am now in the game if I start over again. I don't know. I really like it though, and it's just hard for me to kind of do the in-between stuff because I'm not used to it.
The meta stuff.
Yeah, because I've never really played a game like that before, ever.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to the satellites yet. I mean, you do your first one like during the tutorial, but that's the only one I've done.
Yeah.
And basically all I did for that one is it's like you have that one mission where the second mission is like you can either go to the US or you can
Europe.
Go to China or something like that. And I picked the US, so I stuck the satellite over China. You know, it just kind of worked out that way. But I don't know. We'll see how it works out. It's going to be... It's going to be fun playing it for Extra Life along with Borderlands. So.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Jason and Chris are both dead in my playthrough. But Glenn's still alive and kicking, though.
Yes.
Still doing all right.
I seem to do good in these games. I don't know why.
You're doing all right. Well, you're a support character in my... Actually, Scott's doing all right, too, from the goo. He's
dude, support is, like, the class. Because my star soldier right now, in 4 missions, is my support class. And in the 3 missions that she's been in, she's got 8 kills.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, and it's like she always hits, and she's got 8 kills, and she patched up a guy already. It's like
that's
she's
cool.
been promoted twice.
You
got to
level up snipers, because I'm telling you, snipers are
awesome.
Where... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
where
I have a sniper right now. She's only got 1 kill.
Really?
It's like whenever she's in a position... She's never in range of. She never has line of sight with an enemy.
Well, later on, I think at 2 or 3 levels in, you get something called squad sight, which basically kind of allows you to see through the eyes of somebody else. Like if one of your other squad mates, you know, has a bead on a guy, you pretty much have a bead on them as well.
Yeah. Nice.
So you can just kind of leave your snipers back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Move, push everybody forward, let them get line of sight, and then just snipers can just pick people off. It's great.
Yeah. Cool.
And the downside of that is you can't move, then shoot.
So there actually is a that's actually the flip side to the squad site. Yeah.
That is the flip side to it, because the second one is you can move and shoot, but because Tanya is actually she's my sniper, and she's actually one below, is a corporal's the highest rank? I guess next to Psy. Well, I don't know, but I think the last one is double tap, which is basically you shoot, do a critical hit, you can shoot again with the sniper, and it's pretty insane. So it's like
at another enemy or the same enemy.
Another enemy. Just like you can just get to shoot twice in a row.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they're kind of crappy in the beginning, but once you get a couple of the perks in there, they're pretty awesome. Like
they're broken as fuck.
Oh yeah, I rely on my sniper like a fucking lot now. I'm just like I put everyone forward and just like just get her up there.
Jason, the Hardemans are my snipers.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Nice. But did you hear, Chris? Unfortunately, you died in Jack Bauer's game today.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Was I at least a good soldier?
I don't know, but do you want to know how you died?
I want to know how he died. How did I die?
Apparently an enemy shot at me. I panic and shot and killed you by accident.
Oh, my God.
It's a likely story, Jeff. I'll have everybody know this is drunkenly how Jeff told me he was going to do in Chris one time. He's like,
right, so we get shot at by an alien, right? Right. And then I'm going to panic, right?
Oh, fuck. There's so much truth to that, because last time I played paintball for everybody's birthday. I'm not sure if I told this story. I might have. I can't remember. But the very first game we played, and I haven't played paintball in forever. It wasn't this is the first time we ever played outdoor paintball. So I go behind a tree, and two of my buddies go in front of the tree, down below a fallen kind of log thing. So taking cover kind of bullshit. I stick my head out, and I can just hear paintballs whizzing by me hitting the tree. So I panicked, and all of a sudden I just aimed up and shot. And all of a sudden I see my two buddies go, I'm hit. And they thought someone else got them. And then when I walked out, they're like, you're such a fucking asshole. I'm like, we realize how the hell did we get hit from behind like 3 minutes into the game? I'm like, oh shit.
Jason, if we ever play paintball with Jeff,
don't pick him.
Right.
Jeff's on my
because
team,
if
but
we
he's
don't
out in
pick
front.
Him, he'll probably be the best person on our team.
Excellent.
But when I heard that from Jabber, I'm like, that's so funny, because that literally happened in paintball to me. It was pretty hilarious.
Oh, that's fitting. Well, you guys have not been assigned in my game yet, so
that's unfortunate.
That will come. Well, I'm only four missions in. So,
yeah, you'll open up six soon.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, if you go to the train, it doesn't tell you. You have to go to the soldier training thing. I went there by accident. All of a sudden, I was like, hey, you can open up two more slots. I was like, damn, I didn't even know I can go here yet. Hmm. So if you're four missions in, you might be able to at least get five.
Well, right now, I can't do anything except for what they tell me. It drives me nuts.
Oh, you're still in the tutorial.
There's a lot of hand-holding in the beginning of that game. If you choose to do the tutorial.
Yeah,
and it's weird.
I put it on
you actually have to
one.
Turn off the tutorial, I think, before you
in
start.
Options?
If you don't want it.
It's weird. If you don't want it, you have to actually do it with the advanced settings when you start the game.
Gotcha.
Well, I think that's about it for me. I don't know if anybody else has played anything. I'm guessing.
I've played a lot of Glenn
has.
No, it's.
What?
Played Borderlands.
Man. Let me think. It was just. It was pretty much just Borderlands. A lot of Borderlands.
Okay.
Just Borderlands.
All right.
We still got another hour and a half. We can talk about Borderlands.
Jeff?
I XCOM. Man. Played some more Dead or Alive 5 last week. I actually played this a couple weeks ago, but I downloaded the Knights trial. For Xbox.
And how was that?
I still like it. I thought it was just going to be nostalgic, because a lot of people were hating on it. Like, I know Giant Bomb hated on it, and there's another site that were like, it doesn't hold up. I still think it holds up.
Dude, Giant Bomb hates Knights.
Oh, I know.
But they hate everything. I don't think they like games.
I wouldn't say they hate. Jeff Grissom really hates it. He doesn't like it. But I was like, I fucking love this game. I still like it. Like, when I played it, they did a good job of doing the HD thing. It's a good transition, and it's still just as fun to me. It's just that people got to go into that game thinking, it's not Mario 64. It's not like a 3D. It's a score chase game, essentially. That's what that game is.
Yeah, it's on rails.
Exactly. It's on rails. You're repeating the same thing over and over again. The idea is to get the highest score. And I think the music's awesome. I it's just crazy when I play the game. Like, I remember this song, like the tunes and tones. It's, I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I didn't buy it yet because I don't have any money right now, but I will eventually. Forza Horizon demo. I finally tried that out. I'm sure you guys have not, except for maybe
I have not. I am curious about it, but I just don't have time for it right now, to be honest with you.
I didn't have time to download the demo between playing Borderlands 2. Have you played that yet, Jeff?
No, no, not yet.
Oh, that's okay. You might be able to redeem yourself. Did you beat Mass Effect 3 yet?
No, no. You want to buy me Borderlands 2, though? Feel free, though. That would be awesome. But yeah, Forza, I like it. It's kind of like a good... It's made by a lot of the ex-guys from Bizarre who made, like, Project Gotham, all that stuff, and Geometry Wars. Like, they basically...
Two highly related titles.
Yeah, which is... Well, the first Geometry Wars was in Gotham, Project Gotham Racing. It was, like, in the arcade or something like that, and you can go and play it. And that's kind of how it, like, started. So, But yeah, when they were dissolved, they kind of made their own company with some other people, and they kind of tied the line between arcade racing with simulation racing. So it still kind of controls like Forza, with a little bit more like loose in terms of simulation. Like, even when you have all the simulation stuff up to the top, I feel it still is a little bit more lenient, especially when it comes to like bumping into things. Doesn't slow your car down as much, but it is very cool because it's a big open circuit, like a huge open map. It's kind of like a fantasy.
It's like Burnout Paradise, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of, but Burnout Paradise is more of like a city. This is more it's like a fantasy Colorado. So it's a bunch of like mountains and long twisty roads, and like it's not. Okay. It is like not really. There's areas with cities in it and stuff like that. We can go to areas with mountains. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like I told Glenn, like we should totally get the game in the holidays and getting our bought GTRs, whatever, just like do like Top Gear shit, because that's
get
what it seems.
Totally
like.
Drunk and
yeah, exactly.
do mountain climb races.
yeah. And that's kind of what it was like. It's kind of like you just kind of go to like these little, like, you can go to these different races and stuff, get like money for it, or you can challenge somebody on the road you can be driving at any time. That's like kind of like Burnout, or like, I guess it was more like Need for Speed. You can like bump into someone, or what was that game? It was like one game for Dreamcast a long time ago. Tokyo something. Tokyo Drift? Not Tokyo Drift. That's
Tokyo Drift.
Fast and Furious. I don't know. It was for Dreamcast. Tokyo something rather. You can,
I
like,
know what
you're
talking about. I can't remember.
Yeah, high beam
it,
people,
but...
and you can like get into a race them right away.
Yeah,
kind of,
it's a street racing game.
Yeah. But anyway, I really enjoyed it. It surprised the hell out of me, and I need another reason to use my driving wheel. So maybe I'll pick that up during the holidays or for Christmas, but I was impressed. I'm actually waiting to see what the new Need for Speed turns out like, because that
Tokyo Extreme Racer.
Tokyo Extreme Racer, that's it. Yeah, but the new Need for Speed also looks really good, but I kind of like the realistic driving in an arcade, like in those open circuit type things. And I, you know, Need for Speed is going to be with boost and like crazy physics and stuff. So
that's fun too, though. Let's be honest.
Oh, it's definitely fun. It is definitely fun.
Do you think the racing wheel translates better to more realistic?
Exactly.
Racing?
That's what I'm saying. Gotcha. Yeah, I think it definitely translates way more. Like
that's true.
I started playing Need for Speed with a wheel, like a Hot Pursuit back in the day, and I was like, this is the way to play it. But then I was like, no, it's way easier and kind of way more fun with a controller. Like, it's, yeah, but something like Forza or Gran Turismo wheels feel a lot better to me. So, who knows? Maybe I'll end up getting both. But just the idea of just like having a glorified chat room where just driving around, drinking some Wobbly Pops around like Colorado and putting a waypoint on point A to point B on the other side of the map that takes like,
find
you
your
know,
fastest
half
route.
An hour to get
Go.
There. Yeah, exactly. Let's figure that shit out. It was kind of fun. One last game I played, Dishonored. Started playing that.
Cool.
On the PCs.
Really?
Yeah.
Atta boy.
Yeah,
it's Jeff. Jeff's a bona fide PC gamer now.
All right.
Yeah, shit, son.
Gamer.
It's kind of cool so far. I don't know. Has anyone else played a bit of it yet?
No,
yeah,
I'm really curious
bit.
About it, but...
It's Jason, you said you have played a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, wait. I was expecting something completely different. I think Nate probably talked about this, too.
He did a little bit at the Innisfest show, but it was kind of hard to hear.
Oh, gotcha. But, yeah, he was, I think, expecting more of a Thief game, which I was as well. It just doesn't play out that way. Like, a lot of the powers are more action-based, and I don't know. It just seems like... You get a more rewarding experience, I think, playing it more action-y, I guess. You know, with the stealth, you know, the powers aren't really fleshed out, and it's more of a
I don't know. It's more of a struggle just to play it that way with no real payoff. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're saying. And the thing is, I like it that way. But the thing is, when I first started playing the game, it's purely stealth-based. Like, when you don't have the powers, I was like, oh, God. I'm like, I don't... And I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this game. And it wasn't until I started upgrading some stuff. I'm only, like... I only played the tutorial on the first main mission, like that entire first area you're in. And I really didn't like the game for the first, like, hour. I was like, it's just, like, trial and error. I'm getting caught too many times, and I don't have enough bullets or ways to, you know, kill these dudes. And then after I started, like, leveling up the blink, especially, which lets you, like, teleport, like, to the second level where you can get, like, higher and further, then I started finding cool ways to be stealthy, but then also would have cooler ways to kill people.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, now it's getting good. For me, anyway.
Yeah, I want to say the development just kind of went off rails. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they wanted it to be a stealthy kind of thief, not clone, probably. But like, you know, just a nod to that series. But yeah, then shit just got awesome. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, we should do this and he can kill that guy that way. Oh my God.
You can possess a rat, right? You can possess a fucking rat and go in like the ducts and stuff and get in there. And...
I mean, it's not a bad thing by any means, you know?
No.
It's still fun. It's just, I was expecting something different. So,
yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say the easiest comparison I'd say if is it would kind of be like Assassin's Creed in first person, but with Hitman type level design. If that makes sense. So it's like,
yeah,
it's got you got to kill people like in Assassin's Creed, but you can do it like Hitman style because like the first mission you got to kill, you got to like minor spoilers. First mission people, so no big spoilers. But I know, Jesus Christ. But you got to kill this overseer dude, and there's different ways you can do that. Like, you can just go into this room and he's having a meeting with a guy, and you can decide to poison his drink. You can hide under the table and just fucking shoot him with a crossbow in the face if you want to. You could stab him in the throat with your knife. You could poison both the people and both these guys die, because you can actually save one of the guys, which is kind of a side mission, which I won't go into that. But there's a lot. I like how it gives you these options, and it makes them kind of obvious, but not blatantly obvious. Like a big thing being like, here's a big Loy thing, you can hit this thing to kill them, or do this thing to kill them. That makes
it's not
sense.
Like a it's choice like, wheel or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's like it, but you can actually, okay, you can actually brand this guy. So instead of killing the guy you're supposed to kill, who's like your target, you can knock him out, bring him to a torture chamber or interrogation room, and you basically brand his face with this kind of like a. It's a brand that these guys would use to basically say, like, these guys sold out, they're frauds, and they'll have nothing to do with them anymore. And this guy's like a guy who's like in high power, so if he walks around with this thing on his face, he's not going to be able to run his, you know, establishment and like this, like, he wouldn't be the overseer of this, like, kind of guard anymore. So, but the thing is, the game tells you when you get into this guy's kind of lair, it gives you another, like, checkpoint on the map. It says, oh, go here to get the brand notes or something like that. If you go there and read them, it tells you about this. So once you do that, it unlocks a thing where it's saying, like, hey, you can keep this guy alive. But then you read them, it tells you how to do it, and gets you thinking, like, oh, shit, here's a good way to not kill this guy but still pass the mission. So it makes it obvious but not too obvious. It's not like in Hitman, where everything in Hitman was, it was trial and error, where it's like, I can try to do something like this or try to this. Oh, I can poison this apple? Shit, I didn't even know I can poison this apple. Where it kind of tells you can do it, but you have to read into stuff you find, which is I thought was kind of cool. But
I definitely like that part of the game, for real.
Yeah, it adds a little bit more, especially to someone like me who has like a lot less patience than most people for these type of games, and I kind of just want to get to A and B quickly, and I'm like, ooh, well, C might be a little bit more interesting, and it's not, you know, it's not that hard to figure out what to do.
Yeah, so. They just make the straight A to B a little too easy, I think.
Yeah, they do. They did. The A to B is really easy, but how to get there is really cool. Like, the levels are, it's not open. Like, the level itself, like, it's like, so there's like a hub world, and then you go to, hey, here's your mark. So you go to a place that's kind of like a single level, so it's broken down by levels, but the actual level itself is open. Like, there's going to be side missions in the level, people you can talk to give you missions. But then how to get to the end of that mission is totally up to you. Like, you can get there in so many, like, even the first mission, I found so many different ways I can get in and around the building, depending on what powers I'd opened up, which confused me, because the first time you go there, you can only open up, like, what, two powers? So I don't know, can you replay missions, like, as, like, a... with all the stuff you've unlocked, like later, like a game plus or something? Cause,
you know, I don't know, actually. I think so. I'm not positive, though.
Yeah, there's definitely like rat holes and stuff you can easily go into, a lot of rats placing, being possessed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that part's really cool. But then, yeah, you can just go out straight up and kill someone. But if you actually do, like, you know, search around the levels and stuff, you can find creative ways to do stuff, which to me is, it's cool when I have the patience, but I don't know. To be honest, I think the game's made really well. It looks kind of decent, and I can see why people are flipping out over it, but we'll see if it sticks with me for a bit. I'll probably, I mean, there's a big release coming out in a couple weeks. We'll see if I still play it up to that point or after
what,
that point.
What game is that?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, rhymes with Galo. But yeah.
You say rhymes with Galo?
Yeah.
Rhymes with that's dust about on my it. Shelf? What?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Oh, God. But yeah, that's about it for me this week. I want to talk a bit more about Dishonored next week. Hopefully I'll put some more time into it. But I was straight up murdering fools, just saying, after that first assassination. It's like, killing peeps left, right, and center.
And rats.
Good shit. And rats. Oh, and rats. Oh, those are fucking annoying.
Killing them rats.
Yeah. They'll eat your shit alive, man. No joke.
Fucking dangerous.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. Rats,
it
rats
is,
eating your
but
shit.
They, well, they have the plague,
it's pretty
man.
Disgusting
whole idea.
That your shit is alive.
Yeah. Oh, shit, Chris.
Also, why the
awkward.
Fuck do you have a carpet in your car? I've been meaning to ask you that.
Oh, I really, yeah. We really don't. I was just saying that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Not anymore, yeah. Since they stole it.
Well, no, they, I wish they did. Chris, Jesus Christ, what have you been playing? What's been distracting you?
I've been stealing carpets from cars.
You damn teenager.
No, I don't have anything else to add except for more Plague Inc. Because, you know.
Yes!
I got addicted to that.
How good is that game?
It's like guilty pleasure fun because you're not doing anything. You're just like... I'm just
you're
gonna pop
bubbles
and I'm gonna assign, like, I'm gonna push little buttons and make things happen, and that's pretty much the whole game, but for some reason it's incredibly satisfying. But yeah, I think I've opened up I just opened up the fifth plague type. And I can't remember what it is. But the last one I beat was Parasite. So it's like you start with bacteria, you do bacteria, virus, fungus, Parasite, and then the next one, and I can't remember what it is, but that's where I'm at right now. But it's really fun. I like it. I don't know why. It's just
because they make stupid headlines around your virus. It's all about naming your virus. That's the whole point of the game.
Yeah, and if you watch like the news ticker at the top, it's like ridiculous stuff like Justin Bieber trampled by fans or something like that. It's just ridiculous shit that they put up there, but. Yeah, it's just a really fun game.
At least
it
didn't say trampled by moose.
did Jeff just make his own bad Canadian joke?
He did.
Yes.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah.
On that note, let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk some news, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question. For so stay with
Sounds
us.
Sounds good.
And we'll be right back.
It's time to wake up. Thank you.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Oh, we're back. I thought you missed your cue there for a second.
I know. I thought Glenn was going to interrupt me. I was going to wait.
I was worried. I was waiting because I thought you were going to wait. And then I'm totally, you nailed it and I lost it. Fuck. You welcome back.
Learn ya. All right, guys, let's talk about some news. What's going on this week?
Yeah.
Jeff, what do we got?
Hey, Chris.
What's up?
Apple had a thing going.
They did have a thing. Who gives a shit?
They did have a thing going.
That is how we do this, right?
Okay.
Back in your day, maybe.
They announced the iPad mini.
They did.
And they announced the
also known as the iPhone 5.5.
The iPhone macro.
Yeah. The iPhone S3.
iPhone S3. They also announced the fourth generation iPad. I actually wanted to touch base with you guys and see what you thought about this, because I'm going to put all Apple bashing aside, because everybody knows that I don't like Apple as a company, but trying to be as objective as I possibly can be.
Shit is wiggity whack.
Well, the first thing is that the fourth gen iPad.
No, just regular.
Daddy Mac, yo.
The fourth gen iPad is basically Apple saying, we fucked up. Because they like 6.5-7 months after they released the third gen, they released the fourth gen, and then they discontinued the third gen, and the second iPad is still available for purchase.
I'm sorry. Why is this surprising anybody? Yeah, this is how they've been doing it since the first.
I'll say the timing usually, is surprising.
The timing is surprising because it's usually yearly.
It's usually a year. Yeah.
Yeah. What surprises me is usually when they release a new product, they back the previous product down $100 and they still sell it. But they're dropping the third gen iPad completely. Like they
was there
are
anything
saying,
wrong with it? Was there like some kind of an issue?
Apparently, from what I am reading and hearing, is that the processor that's in it could not handle high tech apps at the resolution that the Retina screen gave it.
Oh, so, I know Skype is hard to run at some shit, but I mean, come on.
I don't know. I just think that this is a huge kick in the ass to people that bought the third gen iPad. You know, and
well, that's
I mean,
true.
It's kind of shitty, and it would make sense to me that if that something like this happened and you're going to discontinue a product you just released 6 months ago, that you would give some sort of trade incentive for those people to move up.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. It'd be like if you released some sort of portable console or portable gaming device, and then like 6 months later realize we really should have put like a second stick on it, so maybe we make this attachment that you could dock it to, and it'll help.
Or 6 months later still not drop the price, even though that nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
So it could be either like one of those, really. But yeah, so, I mean...
Except Sony and Nintendo.
I know, right? So outside of that, I mean, that part I just think is kind of...
That's not the part that really baffled me. I didn't even know that, actually.
Right, right.
Because really, I don't care about this stuff, but...
And that's the thing. It's like, I wanted to mention that because I feel like their customers got fucked. That's basically what it looks like to me.
Well, now, I would feel that
way
if
by now.
I thought that's what you paid for.
That's what the premium is.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was the mini and how it doesn't make sense at all for this thing to exist.
They want to compete with the 7-inch market, so they made an 8-inch tablet. I don't see what the problem is.
But they're not competing with the 7-inch tablet, the 7-inch market. Because this seven inch tablet is basically the same. It's basically a smaller iPad 2, and it runs for $330.
That's
right?
The only thing that threw me off. Is like if you have the tech to make it like a Retina display and all that kind of stuff, why didn't they do that? Especially
exactly.
For the price.
Exactly.
But other than that, whatever people want. And at the price, how much did you say it was?
It's $330 for the lowest end model.
So it's $30 more than like. Or is the Nexus like $199?
The Nexus is $199 to start.
Yeah,
yeah.
$250 for the highest level.
Right. So comparative to the $330 Apple,
at least $50.
Right. So comparative to the $330 model of the iPad Mini is the 16 gig Nexus, which is $250. So it's $80 more. But what I want to mention is that this doesn't make any sense for anybody because it's like if you want a tablet and you haven't decided what you want. why? I mean, I don't understand the idea of going with the mini. If you're looking for the 7-inch market, going
you
with
didn't
the mini,
see what's on the back of the tablet. Chris.
Oh, it's that little
sweet
Apple
logo.
Right? But you've got like twice the power in the
you
Nexus
guys are not
for $80
right
less.
Now, by the way,
I'm well, no that's, trying. I mean, I am trying to sound objective. I'm
well,
trying
it sells,
to sound objective.
But that's what Apple the Apple products sell on a different level from tech products. That's what it is. Like it's
it really is.
They're not that's bad true. Products, but they sell on a designer level. You know, it's the same way that a Gucci handbag goes for so much more.
Oh,
guess
exactly.
what? It holds your shit the same way that a fucking knapsack does. Okay,
oh, yeah, for sure.
But you're paying for it because it's a Gucci handbag. An right, Apple right. product is very similar in that fashion.
But on that same note, if you are set on getting an Apple product. Why would you pay $330 for a mini iPad 2 when you can just spend an extra $70 to get the full-size iPad 2?
Because yeah.
the iPad 2
so
runs for $400.
It doesn't fit in my purse.
it doesn't fit in my Gucci handbag.
Oh, God.
You know what cracked me up, though? The only thing that was funny to me is that they did spend an abnormal amount of time in that whole introduction event, talking about and comparing it to the Nexus 7 in particular, and one of the things that they brought up was the screen size. They said there's so much more.
Yeah, 67
space.
More room. 67% more room.
This screen is so much bigger than the Nexus 7. But somehow, when they're talking about the iPhone, which has a smaller screen than the Galaxy S3, they're like, it doesn't matter. We've got it's the right size screen. But now that we have the bigger screen, it's bigger! It's a bigger
no,
screen!
That's, any company's gonna do that, though.
Oh, yeah, they all do, but it's...
They work with what's good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess
they're gonna
miss
spin it to look at the most positive.
But I missed the good spin.
Apple, that's everybody.
Yeah, but I missed the good turtleneck spin that used to exist. Like
the turtleneck spin.
The turtleneck spin was actually at least like at the end of one I could like I'd at least have a 5-minute span where I'd go, I kinda want one of No, you don't want one. You don't want one of those. Stop. And now I just kind of watch and go, really? Really?
Well, let me finish my point.
Did Steve Jobs' writers die too? Is that
if you're in the market for an Apple product, why would you get the mini when you can spend an extra $7?
Well, that's why we need someone like I said, I don't follow this stuff enough. I don't really care enough about it. But there's three guys on the show right now that are all Droid users. It's going to be really hard for people to take this conversation at all objectively.
That's true.
This is perfectly fair.
Am I saying something that doesn't make
no,
sense?
No, you're not. I'm saying I don't know.
I am seriously trying to be completely objective because yeah. I even said before I got my Nexus that if Apple released an iPad mini that
for the same price
that was as powerful as the as what the Nexus is for $300, I would have bought it if it came out before the Nexus.
Yeah,
they released something that's 2 years old basically for more than the brand new Nexus, which is almost twice as powerful.
Yeah, I know. So,
but recycled tech at a premium.
Just from an Apple perspective, if you want an Apple product, why would you buy this? Because not only can you get the full size one for only $70 more, but if you actually have other accessories that work with Apple products, the iPad Mini uses the new Lightning port, so now you have to get another fucking adapter. That's another $40. So now you're only spending an extra $30 to get the larger one.
Well, wait, the new iPad uses that too, though, yeah?
The new one does, but the iPad 2 doesn't.
Does, yeah.
If you're in
okay,
the market
so,
for the
okay,
iPad
I gotcha,
2,
I gotcha.
iPad Mini, why would you get the Mini over the iPad 2? That was my point. And
yeah,
it just doesn't seem like this product is right for anyone.
Well, because the iPad 2, while it might be, you know, older processing tech and whatnot, it still runs basically all of your apps and everything.
It'll run
fine.
Everything. Yeah.
And that was the first iteration with a front-facing camera, so you can do your FaceTime.
It was the first
Google
one with
Hangouts
a camera, period.
Right. So I mean, it's got all of the features that you need. It's just not the fastest and most recent iteration of those features. So, yeah,
that's what I'm getting
if you want
at,
an Apple product, that's the thing to get right now, I'd say.
But that's what I'm getting at. The mini is basically the innards are pretty much an iPad 2.
But they're tiny.
I agree. They should have be smart. They should have done like at least match the Nexus. But at the same time, I don't know. Would you say it was again $299?
$330.
That's fucking ridiculous. So yeah,
but if they had matched the Nexus price, like they, I don't know if they realized they would have just blown it out of the water.
Yeah, they would have.
Because they're putting that extra money on their name alone. Like, let's be honest. Yeah. Like, no matter if you wave, you love iOS, whatever you love Apple, you like fucking Droid, doesn't really matter. It's like the square tax. on fucking DS games.
It is.
It's like,
there you go.
People will pay it just because it's them, but that's a little bit too far, I think. Especially when it's only like not that much more money to get the actual regular size iPad.
And that's really the point that I was trying to get across, because I don't I don't see that this product is right for anyone. I really don't.
Well, you're talking about value to people that have no value in value. They don't care how much it costs, really. They just need
I want an iPad mini, yes.
Ah, all right.
Get me an iPad. I want an iPad mini.
All right, what's next?
We got, hey, GameStop, if you pre-order God of War Ascension.
Oh, sorry.
This one's specifically for Chris. Two. You can open up a Leonidas skin. He's the main guy from 300. Chris said a while back that he was hoping that it was, you know, he liked the whole, like, I guess, historically correct Spartan type
He likes scantily clad.
Yes, he
looks like the worst. It's like the worst skin ever. So you get a
that
Leonidas
is not
loin.
What I said, but okay.
You get a Leonidas loin cloth. Congratulations.
No, I don't care about 300 in the way of God of War. I just wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear Kratos' Spartan story before he became the ghost
of
Sparta.
Guess what?
Like, I like
Kratos
movies.
Was Leonidas. There you go.
Billy.
Kratos was Leonidas. Sorry.
Yeah,
there we
that's
go.
That's how it happened.
I'm true that. Story.
Hey, you guys buying a Wii U this fall? No.
The what?
No. Who? No.
Shit.
Apparently, EA games, every single one of them on the Wii U, are going to require an Origin account.
Why not?
And a friend code?
I hate this trend, though. It's dumb.
Well, okay, all right. So it's a little more solidified. Like, a lot of EA games in the past, I don't know, 5 years, actually, have been not requiring, but really, really pushing strong for some form of, like, sign-up to their online service.
Pushing, but not requiring.
Need for Speed did it. Mass Effect did it. You know, so it's...
Yeah, 2K is doing it, too. I just hate that fact, because that's what I hate about 2K. You got 2K game, like, basketball, it's like... You have to have a 2K account. So when you're just, I'm like, I have a friend over who's going to fucking play some basketball. Now I got to put in a fucking information. So apparently, if you buy an EA game for Wii U, which is probably not just going to be limited to Wii U, they're probably going to do this all across. I don't see why they just do it on one console.
Well, they're not requiring it on other consoles, but
exactly,
it's already an option.
I guess my reason for, I don't have an issue with it, really. I mean, I do and I don't. I do because I think it's stupid, but I don't because everyone else is doing it. If you think about it, when you got Portal 2 for PS3, you had to have a Steam account, right?
Did you have to have one?
You didn't have to with PS3.
I
no,
you
could just link it with your Steam account.
Yeah, you could link it. You didn't have to have
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you didn't need to have one.
Yeah,
it was just
that's true. My bad.
And it gave you added functionality because it let you cross-play with people on Steam. So that's
worthwhile.
So if you
didn't actually
want
to play the PC one, okay.
Yeah,
right.
So this wasn't this like when you're registering these with Origin, it's not letting you play with people who own the game on Origin, you know. It's just EA going,
nice.
We want to track your shit and see what you're doing.
Yeah. And I think that's dumb. I don't know, it's a console. Like I don't like how they're blending the lines so closer and closer together with PC with console stuff. I just want to play my game. I don't have to
fucking
set up.
Don't
I don't
make
have to,
him touch.
I don't
want to
fucking.
Oh,
well, what don't if you cross. Forget? Like, I don't want to. Okay, take the first time I had to do this with
don't
2K12.
Don't cross the streams.
I do this with 2K12 when I no 2K11 when I got 2K12. It asked me for my fucking. I couldn't fucking remember my password. I was like, it's been a fucking year. I don't know. And so I had to make a brand new fucking account for the 2K servers. I'm like, this is fucking retarded.
I've
Why
never
does it keep
had
my
to
same
deal
account?
With a 2K account.
The what?
I don't know what a 2K account is.
It's for any, well, I was going to say
it
any
must
2K
just be
game,
a sports
it's
ball
only
thing.
The sports game. Yeah, it's like basketball. Okay. And I think, who put out Saints Row? Was that Activision? No, that was Activision, right?
No.
Was that 2K?
Saints Row was 2K, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, then I think, I was wondering, then I asked again, why aren't these two fucking crossing? Because I had to make two different accounts for it. Like, this is so stupid. Like, why can't they at least just have one fuck? If you're signed up for PSN or Xbox Live, that's what everything should be fucking tied to. If these developers want to get pull information, pay Sony,
THQ.
Pay Microsoft to fucking get it. Oh,
THQ,
that's
THQ,
it.
THQ,
how
that's
the fuck did we not? Yeah, that's
I don't know. I actually, he beat me to it because I was just pulling up the website, too.
So. Yeah, THQ. That would make sense why my 2K account didn't work for the
How come my Origin account won't work on this?
My Budgie account ain't working with Naughty Dog. What the fuck's going on?
God damn it, I'm trying to enter a shift code here. Why isn't this working?
Oh, shift codes.
Hey,
so
Vita.
Cracky.
Shift codes are so good.
Vita, there's a
We've
Vita.
Playing
out.
a lot of that recently, right?
I give a Well, I really want a Vita now. Anyway,
I have one, but I don't have. I have the same three games for it that I had when I bought it.
Yeah,
give it to me.
I downloaded Resident Evil Rampage, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Yeah, well, you know what's good about that? That Travis probably already pointed out on a prior show is that actually, when you buy that, is for both platforms. You get that on PS3
cool,
and
both.
On the Vita.
They're doing that a lot. I like it.
Yep. That is a cool
it's
thing.
Good times.
PlayStation All Stars.
Yep.
That'll be both. I'm sorry, Jeff. Please proceed.
No worries. Hey,
continue.
Corpse Party. That came out on PSP and Vita a little
what
while
did?
Back. Corpse Party?
Oh, yes.
Come out with a sequel.
Butter up that pooper.
Only coming to PSP, not Vita.
What?
It's a first party game, yeah. It's there.
Are they putting out a port to Apple IIe as well? Is that
I don't know.
Well, this isn't a first party game. This is Exceed, right?
Oh, it's Exceed, sorry, yeah, it's a third party. But yeah, they're not putting it on the Vita at all. They're just keeping it on PSP, and right now it's only Japan release.
Really?
Well, at the same time, wouldn't you?
Well, that's less weird because that's the PSP over
PSP
there
is huge in Japan.
Godlike.
Do we have any idea if it's going to work on Vita? I mean, I would assume if they're putting
might.
It on PSP, you could still play it on Vita.
You might have to jank
no
it. You might have to jank it and download it to the PS3 and then copy it to the Vita.
Yeah, either way,
it's not going to have,
the point is, it's not going to have an official release on the Vita like the first one did.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
So, yeah.
It
it's
will,
like,
however, come out for the Commodore 64. So look out for that.
oh, God. The Game Boy Micro.
I just don't know. I mean, I guess...
It is going to come out on its own sweet watch.
I do not understand Sony's strategy with... I don't even know if they have a strategy with the
Vita. I don't think the East company talks to the West at all.
I think their strategy with the Vita is like, whoa, I don't know, guys.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if I should really put a game out on that. That seems dangerous. Okay.
Yeah, every developer's like, we're going to wait to see what happens with it. Well, you can't. Everyone's saying that, so nothing's going to fucking happen with it.
We're waiting until somebody makes a sweet Kickstarter and puts out a game on Vita. And that'll be awesome. My favorite response was like for the somebody asked Gearbox, are you guys thinking about putting Borderlands 2 out on the Vita?
Yeah.
And they're like, we would love
sure,
for
why not?
Some
for
other company
to
take
to do that.
Take our resources and put it out on Vita. So just let us know
like,
if you
oh,
want to do
not
that.
Fuck us, man. We ain't putting our foot. No, fuck that. I ain't putting our hand up. Fuck that
yeah,
shit.
Us do it? No. We're busy. But if anybody else would
we like
really
money,
like
guys.
To,
we like money.
It.
Hey, if you want to support it to the fucking iOS or Android, we'll do that for sure. We'll do that.
Because that's happening. Dude, that is, like, there's a Borderlands coming out, not like an
there
official
is.
Release.
Borderlands
but,
Legends,
yeah,
on iOS. I don't know if it's coming to Android or not, but
it will eventually. But actually, there's a piece of news actually Whenever I didn't put in here that Nihilistic and as well as another company, they didn't go under, but they basically pulled out of Nihilistic are the guys who did Resistance for Vita and they did the Call of Duty for Vita that isn't out yet.
Okay.
They're saying we're no longer going to make Vita games and yet we're going to go into
what the crap.
iOS. And
are you serious?
Company,
because that's not the only one this week, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's two of them. I can't remember what the second
Lightbox
one was.
Lightbox did it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Starhawk
Holy
developer
yeah,
said that they
yep.
laid off like 75%
of
their staff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to move over to iOS development.
Yeah, Nihilistic did the exact same thing. And Call of Duty isn't even out yet. That shows you how much confidence they have in how
that's
well
a,
the game's
that
going
is
sell.
A sad time for gaming when you take somebody who makes something makes like makes what Starhawk?
Yeah.
And takes that. That so this is I mean they've just been what do we develop for PS3 which is notoriously at least from launch the harder thing to develop on in the first place because you got to really you know get your code aligned straight to make it work smoothly and then you get the Vita which is by all accounts the same sort of setup over there it works almost as powerfully and they just go yeah fuck this I'm out we're
well,
gonna
make
games for
make
iOS
money.
Instead.
I mean, Starhawk didn't sell well at all, and Resistance sold like crap on Vita, and everyone who's played...
That was decent-ish, too. The demo
what?
Was, anyway. I never bought it, but...
Yeah, I didn't buy it either.
The demo was okay.
And Call of Duty, everyone who I've heard has played it. I'm not sure if Jason's had a chance to play it, but it, like other podcasts listen to, it's not looking pretty. So,
really?
Like, eh. Like, whatever, we'll just... Well, I've heard a lot of people say that it's basically like they took the Resistance engine and just put Call of Duty skins on it. Like, even the way that some of the enemies stand are like Chimera, like with their legs wide open, kind of like this weird kind of like walk thing. Like, they... See, yeah.
The problem is that they're doing it like they were PSP development.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they're taking games and they're making like a neutered version of it and they're throwing it on the portable and going, here you go, here's your portable version. And yeah. The Vita wasn't made with that in mind. The Vita was meant to have full console-style releases ported over to it, you know, just, you know, slightly optimized.
Yeah.
That was the idea behind it from all accounts. And like, all the games that came out that way are great.
It's working well for them, you know.
Sure.
It's like with, you know, Sony Smash Brothers and and Street Fighter Cross Tekken apparently is really good.
I
cross-play.
Did hear that, actually.
I have a buddy of mine that said that he did cross play with someone on PS3 and that the game ran really well and voice chat was working.
Oh yeah. Voice chat actually works
Vita
brilliant.
PS3.
On the Vita it works amazingly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's built into the OS, that's why. Well,
yeah,
exactly.
And, but that's what I'm getting at. It went from like the voice chat was Vita to PS3 and it was working well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually played Cross Tekken on a Vita against somebody on a PS3.
Mm-hmm.
No fucking lag between
that's
them.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.
And that's the thing. It's like what bothers me is that there are that exactly what Glenn said. They're neutering games when you don't have to. It's like this shit can do it.
And that's why they're not selling, because people are
but
from the games
what?
That have
it's
come out on.
It's a hell of a lot harder to develop something for the Vita than it is the iOS. You know, and
yeah,
you've got this
huge
installed user base. Like, it's just fiscally like.
Yeah,
a much better idea.
You don't have to put nearly as much into it because the damn thing can't handle as much. So you're
it's
not
sad. It's
AAA
it's really
title.
Sad, and it sucks for us. You know what I mean. But for companies, it's like it's a no brainer. You know,
yeah,
let's just fucking make stuff on iOS.
Like, put some incentive in there. Give some, like Exceed if they're the ones who made the Chorus Party. Like, you know, be like, hey,
yeah.
Like put this out on Vita. Like, give us another reason for people like to sell our Vita to somebody.
Yeah,
put it on Vita
like,
and
doing it.
And give
bottom
us
line, Sony has to support their platform.
Yeah.
And like Jeff said, you got to create incentives for people to actually use that hardware. You know,
exactly.
For fuck's sake, we need more games that use.
And that's what I was getting at with like the talk about Black Ops 2. It's like Sony should have gotten like whatever money they had
and
said, Activision,
yeah,
make Black Ops 2 for the Vita as well and make it crossplay.
And we'll make a bundle and we'll sell
it'll
be nuts.
What it sounds like is they went to that and Activision's like, you know what, here you go. We're going to sell you the license for Call of Duty. You get one of your internal studios or something to
you get your intern.
Yeah, so we're going to get Nihilistic who just
made it.
That's
more like what it sounds like they did is they got some interns to do it.
So look great in your portfolio. Make the game.
Yeah. One last thing of news, really quick. Figured we'd just throw this out there because, I mean, we definitely have a couple Australian listeners and, like, New Zealand listeners. There's going to be a PAX Australia. Is this the first one?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know, actually.
I want to say it is, but then again, I was thinking maybe it's not the first. But they're doing a PAX in Australia, and it's going to be in Melbourne.
Yep.
Oh, that's in Florida. That's where I came from.
Actually, there is a Melbourne in Florida. Yes.
I know. I lived there.
You lived. Awesome.
Yeah, this is the first international PAX. Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Pretty cool. So, all you Australian listeners, Fluffy, repeat, Fluffy Nuts.
Can you imagine how long ago did Penny Arcade start up?
Zeke from
that? Late 90s, I think.
Do you think they had any idea?
Probably not.
If you told them, hey, in 2012, no. Guess what? Guess where you're going to be? Fucking Australia,
yeah.
Throwing an expo that's going to sell out like
no,
nuts.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Hey, is it snowing in Minnesota, Jason?
It snowed for the first time today.
Did it?
Oh, wow.
It did not stay on the ground, but yeah, it was snowing pretty hard.
Because I'm watching highlights from the football game today, and there's snow on the field. I'm like, what the fuck?
I might get snow from a storm called the Frankenstorm that's coming up the East Coast right now.
Ah, I heard about that, yeah.
The Frankenstorm. It's a hurricane mixed with a winter front. And it's going to come up the East Coast, and New York and New Jersey are supposed to get, like, just total rain and gusty wind like crazy and possibly some snow, and we're supposed to get some snow over here from it, too.
That
like, all next
fun
week.
Fun as hell.
It does, actually. Like, I actually want to get, like, a sled and put a sail on it go down the street. I think that'd be fun.
Actually, I lied. There's one more piece of news, which actually, Chris, you brought this up on break.
What is it?
I give a shit.
That, I give a shit about this, too. That Joe Mad is leaving Vigil.
He left Vigil
Games.
And he's the director of the Darksiders series. Has left.
Yeah, he did the, all the art style, the art for that series and stuff. And, which is part of the reason I was drawn to that game in the first place.
Absolutely, man. The style of that game is just...
Yeah, it is crazy how they managed to make it look exactly like World of Warcraft.
Well, technically, Joe Mad's been around longer than World of Warcraft, so... Yeah. So World of Warcraft stole that shit from him.
I kind of am afraid of what's going to happen with the next Darksiders game, if there is one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, hopefully the guys there can pick up his art style or something. I don't know.
No, it's not. They're going to come out with this, like, ultra-realistic...
Oh, God. It's going to be cel-shaded. It's going to be like...
God, that'd be hilarious if it was cel-shaded.
Oh, God.
That would be painful.
Yeah.
Let's make a list.
Unfortunately,
question of the week. What do you not want in the... for an art style in the new Darksiders.
But, I mean, this just adds to the list of talented people that are leaving their studios that we've seen in the past few months. It's just...
Oh, by the way, he's going to go make iOS games.
Yeah, I was just about to say, to develop iOS games. He picked up an iPad mini. He's been using that to sketch. It's been great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't like this trend, though. It's just upsetting.
Look at it as an opportunity for new blood to come in and hopefully not disappoint us.
Hopefully not.
Yeah,
there's somebody out there right now who's super creative.
There's been so few standouts, though, you know, that will never, ever make it mainstream. It sucks because, there's so much, like, shovelware shit on iOS stuff, but every once in a while you'll get something really cool, but even then, it's like, I don't know, Jetpack Joyride was such a huge... game on iOS, and you know it's been ported over to like Android and stuff, but it's
Android,
still not making a big splash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that game is.
I don't even play games on my phone and my iPad anymore. So
well, it's good. Like the Jetpack Joyride was good because it's just the what's your control? Well, you touch the screen and he goes up, and you let go of the screen and he falls. Like that's it. They didn't try to get into these like okay, well if you move around here on this portion of the screen, it's going to interact with this part of the object, which can then move this way and aim that way.
Bigger profit margin than Darksiders 2 did.
Oh, it absolutely guaranteed had a percentage made more money back per capita for dollar spent than something like Darksiders did.
Yeah.
Boo. That's all the news anyway. Unless anyone else has anything else to bring up.
No, I don't feel like getting yelled at with who gives a shit.
You're welcome, Jason.
I'm going to. Yes.
Jeff works hard every week to find this news.
I do.
He has to stop surfing porn for literally minutes.
I had to reach like a motherfucker. Those stories were terrible. Who gives a fuck about any of those? I mean, Jason.
I'm with you. That entire segment sucked, but you know
what?
Yeah,
it was fucking god awful. You know what? Just fucking delete that, Chris.
But it was well read.
Jeff tried.
I'm gonna get rid of 28 minutes of podcast.
He pretended to be excited.
Keep the Australia thing just to keep like a third of our listeners, and then
there you go.
A third of our listeners.
Just make listeners. It a really rough cut too, like in the middle of somebody's laugh. Just like in other news, PAX is going. to be...
Cool. All right. Well, let's move on to new releases.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Glenn, I gave you that voicemail to play since I'm unable to do so. Could you do that?
Can you leave out the dubstep this time, though?
I wasn't playing dubstep. I was playing Jetpack Joyride.
I'm just saying, at any moment, you never know. From Glenn, there might be dubstep.
Usually there is.
And now you're inviting it, but I'll be nice. But first, I have to turn up this knob so you guys can hear it too.
That's probably
And I'll be nice.
Okay, so probably the biggest release next week for most people will be Assassin's Creed 3 or 5, if you want to count them in how many games has actually been in the main series. Hopefully, the new setting will also add some new mechanics mean they'll stop sort of churning out the same game as they've done for the last couple, but we'll wait and see. Also, Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation is coming out for the Vita, because it seems like, let's release two Assassin's Creed games that are completely different on the same day. That's going to do great for sales. Anyway, the 3DS is getting the fifth Professor Layton game. That's Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask. So this is a Japanese launch title for the 3DS, so we're, a year and a half, 2 years behind that?
Next up,
we have Need for Speed, Most Wanted, a Criterion game. I guess I had to add that little extra bit there to differentiate it from Need for Speed, Most Wanted, which came out in 2005. Seriously, can you not come up with new subtitles for things? Bloody hell. Anyway, this is coming out for 360, PS3, and Vita as well, which is kind of interesting. The 360 and PS3 are also getting WWE 13, so I'm sure that's got some sweaty men wrestling and throwing each other
there
around the place.
There you go, Necro, you can fap for another
year. The Vita's also getting some sort of an RPG called Ragnarok Odyssey.
Yes!
The 360's getting Marvel Avengers Battle for Earth, which sounded like it could have been a cool sort of beat-em-up like the old Marvel Ultimate Alliance games, except this is a Kinect game, so moving along now. And finally this week, the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance demo is being sold by Konami. And in, just in case you don't want to pay for a demo, they are sweetening the pot a little bit by throwing in Zone of the Enders HD Collection, which features both Zone of the Enders 1 and 2. Nice little callback to the Metal Gear Solid 2 demo they sold many, many years ago.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back, Repeat, by the way.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah. That's 2 weeks in a row, man. That's good.
Yeah. Having to deal with just Chris reading
was awful. Was the cat on somebody's end, or was that from the voicemail?
That was from the voicemail, I think.
I didn't hear a cat. Cat's
nowhere. I didn't hear a cat either,
yeah.
Oh, really? I heard a cat.
Is there a cat in your house, Chris? The call's coming from inside the house.
There's not a cat in my house. I don't know if it's going to show up on the audio then or not. Maybe it's just some audio that's coming from
I don't know. I didn't hear a cat at all. I was I'm just going to run with it.
Yeah, sure. That's where it came from.
That sounds great. It's a cat.
I didn't realize Zone of Enders was out next week.
Yeah, Zone of Enders HD Collection is coming out next week. Did he mention Okami HD? I don't remember hearing that.
He didn't.
Okay, but that is coming out.
Yeah, that's scheduled for the 30th, so that's pretty cool. Sports Champions 2 is apparently coming out next week.
Yay!
And I think that's about all of interest for the PS3. 360 is, he pretty much
got everything.
Nike Kinect Training. There you go, yeah. Nike Plus Kinect Training.
There you go, fatties.
It comes with a scale that lies to you.
Rapping
great.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. So we could go with that and go with pick of the week.
Oh man,
Borderlands 2 season pass.
Wreck-It Ralph is hitting 3DS. I don't know if anybody's interested in that. So.
Nope.
No.
Are we gonna have to start doing like iOS new releases and Android new releases?
I want to go with the Revengeance fucking demo. Zone of Enders HD, but I don't know. Assassin's Creed 3 does look cool. I haven't played one since fucking 2, but it does look awesome.
I hope you have an internet connection.
Does it force you to log in?
No, I'm just saying that. Let's move on.
Okay.
Oh,
you can download something.
I don't get it.
What?
Like my beard is so patchy.
Yeah.
Damn. Kay. Yeah, you don't grow a lot of facial hair. It's kind of like patch there. But
let's move on. So I hear amazing things about WWE 13. Like, it's such a huge improvement over 12. Things, yeah. So if you're a wrestling fan, absolutely pick that up.
Great, man. My pick of the week is Ragnarok Odyssey. I'm sorry. That's what I want.
Don't be sorry. Whatever. You're weird. That's fine.
You're weird. That's cool. We accept you.
I want a PSO-type game on my Vita. That's what
there you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. By the way, I did find out where the cat came from.
What?
It's an ad on GameSpot.
And you have GameSpot up right now, don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing new releases off of GameSpot, and like I roll over the ad, and it goes, meow, meow.
Wow.
It's really fucking weird.
That's amazing.
It's an ad for Street Fighter Cross Tekken, too, which is really
weird. Why is
weird.
It meowing?
It's the cats. It's fucking... No.
I want that game right meow. Yeah. I really do.
Right meow.
Right meow. Give me that game meow.
Oh, shit. Everyone did their pick of the week, yes?
Yes,
I did. Did I? I don't know.
Yeah, Layton's
pretty good. Layton's weird because it's like a kind of a 3D, like cel-shaded look as opposed to the 2D cutscenes before.
Okay.
Actually, the cutscenes are still like animated, like 2D animation, you know, the dialogue stuff is all in 3D cell shaded. It's really interesting. So, I don't know. Check it out if you're a big Layton fan.
Cool.
I like Layton.
I do not mind Layton. I'm not a huge fan, but I do enjoy his games.
That's right.
I don't like you, but I enjoy your games. Sound like Mitch Hedberg.
Hey, let's do some emails then.
All right.
Okay.
We got one.
Do we?
Do we?
Got one?
Jason?
Yeah. It's been
it?
A little while. So
you want me to read it? You got it there? You got it there where it says, hey,
It's right here in my email box. I just got to open it up. There we go.
I got it.
It starts with the hey guys.
It does. Hey guys, if you need to kill some time on the show, here's a game we can play. First, you need three players. Okay, we got that. If you have a fourth host, we can have a moderator. Okay.
Do we have to rock, paper, scissors for this?
We might
or
have
who's the moderator? Not doing
it. We're not, well, we'll get to that in a second.
We might have to do joints and touch tips. No, that's... No.
Don't cross the streams. don't cross the streams. It's going to cause an ish. Don't do it.
Oh, Spike Lee.
Oh, I have my troll face on so hard.
Okay, I'm good. Go ahead.
You good? All right. So second, each player will be in total control of his or her own game company, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. It will be up to the moderator to come up with the most fair way to choose who gets what company. It's a random choice, or each player makes a strong case for the company they want to run, etc. All right, so each of us pick a game company. Third, in this Indus universe, third-party developers are not chosen by contracts but by a draft and are solely exclusive to the company they're drafted to. Nice. In this case, all third-party dev teams are open to the draft. For the sake of time, only one round will be done. If you're having fun and not going along, you can do more. One draft choice per company. Nintendo will first pick, because regardless of how you feel, they moved a lot of Wiis. Second and third picks will go to Microsoft and then Sony, respectively. Note, the moderator, whomever that may be, will have final say in all issues. Ooh. Have fun. This is from Paul Wolford, also known as Athenius on the forums, if he ever logs on.
Cool.
So this is like gaming like fantasy football.
Like a fantasy
right.
Draft,
yeah, basically.
Basically.
I do want to point one thing out though. If we're going to do this as an actual draft, then it's usually last place goes first. So I think we should it needs to be in the reverse where Sony goes first. And then
that's in sports though.
We'll figure that out, but we should do, cuz this was kind of spring, like we didn't read this ahead of time. I think we should do this but do 5 rounds. Like, do, like, a...
Okay.
We actually get, like, a list. We'll go through it, like... I'll, like, make a list throughout the week of, like, all the third-party companies, and then we'll do it, like... I'll send it to, like, you guys. We'll do, like, the live draft, and I think the question will be for the week after that. Not even the question of the week. Just, like, people can put in their own thing and then say which company would be the most successful or something like that. Would be, like, which game company would sell the most consoles with that... with those exclusives or something along
those. I think we could do something like that.
I want the Wii, and I want as much fucking shovelware as possible. Because you know what?
Give me the Imagine for
I want Ubisoft, but I don't want the good shit. Give me, like, right. Yeah. Dog fur fluffers. All right,
so should we...
dog fur fluffers.
So by the end of this show, why don't somebody make a note, and we'll pick who's going to be the moderator.
Well, that's if we're definitely going to have
four people.
And
we'll come back together and do it that way, I guess.
For sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
I'm just saying this off the cuff. I'm making plans for Chris.
Gotcha. Either way, we're definitely going to revisit this, like, soon.
Yeah, we're going to review. Well, we're going to do a question of the week based off this. So we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
So we have a voicemail, though, so let's do that.
Voicemail. Give me more prep time. God.
Without dubstep.
I can't make promises. Don't ask me to make
wub, wub.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Fluffy.
Oi,
how are you?
It's Fluffy.
Tell me this. How are you? I'm fucked drunk at the moment. I'm fucking hammered. Listen, hold on. Okay, I knew
I
had a hold of my
pants.
I
just don't know
Pox was going to be. I just got a bigger.
I'm terrible with accents.
That's not important right now. How's Indus Fest? Sorry, I can't be there this year. I wanted to go, but you know I'm fucking broke.
Yeah, I hear that.
All good, have a good party. Travis, I'm sorry to see Travis go, but the little man has found a pot of the rainbow and he's got to hunt it down. why the fuck isn't Jeff there? You don't want foreigners this year? What the fuck is this? I tried calling before, but I was at work so I wasn't watching. I guess you were busy on the thing. All good, okay, tell all the others there that I said hi.
Hi.
This is probably too late. You'll listen this after the thing. Okay. I'm going to let you just go now. Okay. Bye, mate. Bye.
Oh, Fluffy.
Thanks, Fluffy.
Thank you, Fluffy. Indus Fest was great. Yep. I'm like sorry that you were not there, but it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
It was a swell time. We played Cards Against Humanity with Perfect Strangers, which was really fun.
That's usually the best.
Who could forget Dong Dong Never Die during the fighting game?
Dong Dong Never Die was awesome.
That shit looked fun as shit.
My favorite part was the button mapping on it that also would never die.
Not work.
Never work.
Don't bring me back, Glenn.
Well, no, it actually, a good day, Glenn. Don't ruin his day.
It added to the interest level because depending on whether you were first player or second player, you had to learn a completely new way to play the game.
So that was me just saying, fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't care anymore.
We're doing it live.
Yep.
We were definitely doing it live.
I tried so hard to remap those things, man.
You
spent like 4 hours on that shit.
They were not going with it. Crazy. They just weren't happening at all. Or they were, and they would double map. So you... buttons and it worked fine, but it would hit the button twice.
I think there's people. Isn't there people on VG? I think Blue and I think Z Ace.
Yeah, they for whatever reason don't seem to have a problem with remapping the show.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. And I've tried. I swear to God, two different computers now, and different
two PCs and different sticks.
It's messed up. Yeah, you plug in the controller, like the buttons will work like natively, but the D-pad, you know, the stick.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. So you have to use a third party program in order to map those, right?
What?
But then they're in a weird order. It's super confusing and it just did not work the way that it was intended. You know, like the standard button remapping shit just did not work. So
now not only did they apparently not have a problem with that, but they also got it working smoothly online.
That I'm super excited for. Like but not just online, with lobbies. Spectator lobbies.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, you can get that. They did a thread on Retroids. You can check that out. Retroids.com. Put up.
That might be the most impressive thing posted on Retroids.com. Right now.
But I am fully in favor of Thursday nights, you know, after we get done recording.
Yeah, Thursday night fights to plan
do
that.
Do some Dong Dong Never Die.
I'd be down for that.
I'm totally in favor of even just watching others play Dong Dong Never Die.
Yeah, it really is just entertaining to watch. You know,
have you ever fought two nurses at once?
You get your chance.
It's your shot at the belt, man. Go for it.
The belt. That's right. Oh, shit. That's awesome. Right.
You guys want to hear some Indus questions?
Hey, yes, I want to hear some Indus questions.
We have quite a few actually from Nabishin who sent some in back for the, I guess it was for the Indus Fest show. It was the 5 years ago.
The one he didn't come to.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that one.
The one he tried to come to.
He relies on the IPEP people.
That was not his fault, so yeah, let's be
fair. I know. I completely blame the Irrational Passions podcast guys.
You're a jerk.
It's all your fault.
The Unreliable Pussy podcast. You're
right. I'm saying you're a jerk.
They don't show up.
I'm not a jerk. I made it to Indus Fest.
No, wait, I'm just saying you're a jerk.
Yeah, because you had a long...
Pussy podcast? And
I tried. I just went with un. I said un.
It works.
Yeah. Sure. So he's got a few of those 5 years ago blank, now blank. So, this first one. 5 years ago, Japan is a place I always dreamed to go. Now I've lived the dream, and I'm working to go back one day. You know, unfortunate story. 5 years ago, Halo 3 finished the fight. Now Halo 4 is looking to finish the fight again, but in actual HD this time.
Oh,
snap. 5 years ago, Heavenly Sword showed how great acting can be portrayed in video games. Now it's almost a must for games now. That's very true.
That's true, yeah.
5 years ago, MotorStorm finally released on the PS3. Oh. Now any trailer that isn't made in-game is immediately dismissed. Very, very true. Yeah. 5 years ago, God of War 2 released on the PS2. Now there are about 3 HD collections of God of War you can buy. 5 years ago, Warhawk released on the PS3. Now we are still wondering when the next time Innis will host Warhawk Wednesdays.
Next week. We'll be there.
Next week.
5 years ago, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare set the standard for first-person shooter games. Now Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare set the standard for first-person shooter games. That's up for debate. 5 years ago, Mass Effect was released. Now, Nabishin has over 600 hours of gameplay with the Mass Effect series.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yep. This is not one of those. This is, again, from Nabishin. He says, is there any chance of an Indus, they bring them, we keep them, shirts in the future?
What?
What is...
That'd be a touchy subject.
I don't know
fucking funny as shit?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, there we go. I got it. Never mind.
Ding! Yeah.
No, I thought he was saying, I thought he was talking about the shirts themselves. Like, they bring them, we keep.
Bring us all like, of your shirts.
I don't understand. I don't understand what that means.
We will keep them.
It's like, Indusfest 5, we take your shirts? I like the concept, though.
This one might be tough to do without bringing up, if you guys are on a PC, but Jack Bauer, a good buddy, he says, how many games do you have in your Steam library?
Oh, I will have to boot Steam.
Earlier today, I had over 1,500.
What?
That was on my press account, though.
Get the hell out of here.
Let me check right now.
That basically gives you everything that's on there.
Stop cheating.
Yeah, that's... I have 160.
How can you tell? Is there a spot that actually tells you how many you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in your library, just do the all games drop down, and... Okay, it just froze up on me.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, mine's not connecting either. Is Steam down right
connecting
now?
Connecting in my account.
So yeah, if you do that drop down and go to like all games, it'll give you a number beside it.
Okay, library.
Oh, I got 27.
I only have 40 right now.
Yeah, I got 27.
Bye. Steam is not booted for me, and I am looking for Windows restarted and rearranged all my icons for me, so I don't know where anything is anymore. All
right, well, you can look, and we'll get back to you in a second if you can bring that on there.
160. Suck it.
Plank fan says, 5 years ago, Dynasty Warrior games were shit. Today, they're still shit.
What?
Eddie Kusanagi followed us. And then...
nice! Good to see he's back from the dead.
Yeah, he is back from Yemen.
And looking good these days.
He is. He's shed some pounds. He lost a couple of human beings.
He did.
He really did.
I think he lost me. Which is saying a lot, actually.
Yeah, I think he lost like 200 and something pounds. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah, Chris hasn't quite taken off the baby weight yet, so that's...
That's right.
Navishin's back again. He says, Travis's question of the week, what will Indus do without Travis around? Release on Monday morning on time. And then miss you, buddy.
Oh, God.
And then he has one more and says, from this point on, if you could only get one new game for each console in portable, what game would that be? And he says Earth Defense Force Vita. Well, he said
the remake?
I think this is a pretty easy question for me, anyway. Because, I mean, this generation's running low, I'd say. I'd say 360 Halo 4, because it's exclusive. Fair. Sony, I would say, what's it called? Fuck, it's coming out next year. Why do I always forget the name of this fucking game? Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
One game? Pick that? Oh, man.
Because it's an exclusive, right? It's like one.
Which one are you getting Street Fighter on? Let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
Which Street Fighter? No. This is for now on, from now till the end. It's not which one.
Yeah, one game for each console from now to the end of time that you can...
No. He didn't say now from the end of time.
I think it was if you buy one more game.
That's
he
it.
He said, yeah, from this point on, so from today if you can only get one new game for each console, what would they be? So you have your entire library you have right now, plus you can get one game for each console.
Well, I haven't bought Borderlands 2 on PS3 or PC yet, so I will probably do that.
I have 37 Steam games.
Well, yes, okay. I beat you by 3.
Beat me by 10. Vita, fuck.
Oh, God, they have games for that yet?
PSO2.
Vita, PSO2.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care if it's free to play. That counts.
Yep. I'll go
with it.
3DS, anyone?
Don't have one, not my problem.
I would have said Vita.
One of the Monster Hunters. How about that? Well, one translated.
I was actually, you know what? I don't even know. I'm not even sure. Well, I could say Monster Hunter, but I know that whenever I buy a Monster Hunter game, I play it like for 2 or 3 hours and then never play it again.
But you know what? It's all you got, so yeah.
Well, okay, what would you guys do for 360 then?
Zombies versus Pterodactyls.
But you already bought that. It's new release, dude.
Release. New
release.
Zombies versus Pterodactyls.
The dishwasher.
I can't.
You guys
think
are
of anything.
Terrible. Fucking.
No, I seriously can't think of anything. I'm gonna wait until what's it called? Shit. The XBLA game that we always want a sequel to that we never get.
Shadow Complex 2. That'll be on the new Xbox.
I'm gonna pretend that's coming out.
All right, wait for PS3 then.
That'll be out on iOS next.
I'm guessing Last of Us will be pretty universal.
Yeah, Last of Us for me.
Oh, good lord!
I'm crazy hyped for that game.
Picking Sony
I can't
Smash
wait.
Brothers.
No, I'm not gonna do Sony Smash Brothers. I'd prefer to avoid it like the plague, but I have a feeling I'm gonna get sucked into it by
that
like,
game is fun, dude.
Yeah, I believe it's fun. I forgot to talk about that. I played the beta. It is fun. It's just not my thing. I will not play that if I bought it.
Let's play that after the show.
The beta?
Maybe. Well, I don't think Glenn has it. So
Glenn's not playing really anyway. So you guys feel free to do what you're gonna do.
Gotcha. All right. Well, okay. That's it for Dennis' questions.
All right, cool. Let's
you can send those in at the Twitters at Indus Questions. Send in anything you want to. Comments, fucking questions, pictures. Pictures don't really work for audio, though.
Work for audio, though.
if you're a woman.
especially if you're Nabishin. Nude pics. Send them.
nude pics make this show happen. So.
Yes, they actually kind of do.
They're the fuel by which we podcast.
They are the catalyst of this podcast.
Yeah.
And we don't mean what turns out to be like some gay ghost of a kid. Like it's like a
like gay a real... ghost of a kid.
I don't even know where that's going.
Reference. Yeah.
You wouldn't, Jeff, because you didn't beat Mass Effect 3.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, the kid who dies at the beginning.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
The kid dies at the beginning of it.
God, spoilers, Jeff.
It's in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Oh man!
Those
All right,
boobs
let's do
are huge.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Welcome to
so question of the week. Question of the week.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do this. Paul sent in the email about drafting your developers. So we're gonna do that next week. And for the question of the week is, if you had one company to suggest to us to draft, who would it be?
What?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, we're doing the draft before we read that shit.
Let them make suggestions and then.
I need help. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It'll be good.
Okay. All right.
It could be good. It could be awful.
Right. Could be awful. It probably will be.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds. So. I was gonna say we're gonna do the whole next week after which draft picks would win the thing. So
We could do that too. That'll just be something separate.
Throw away two questions of the week in a row. So there we go.
Can I ask a question with this?
I thought we were doing the level thing from Innisfest.
Maybe. I wanted to talk to you guys about that one offline, but we'll get back to that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a Travis idea. So.
Can I ask a question in
it
regards?
Sucked. I'm kidding.
Holy shit.
I'm kidding.
Actually, I think we've actually done that already, to be honest.
In regards to the question of the week that we're talking about right now, like with the third-party developers, does it have to be somebody... realistic? Can it just be any third party? Like, for instance, can I just be like, I want Valve to exclusively develop for my not PC?
Damn it. Well, no, yeah, you do that.
There goes my first round.
Yeah. Okay.
you could do that.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
All right, yeah. To answer the question of the week, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. It's just not gonna happen anymore.
I'm waiting for somebody to fucking toss it up. I was gonna knock it out.
Oh, okay.
It's likely,
but it's not. Bam! Out of the fucking park. Gone.
Nice.
All right.
Whoops. You can also. I'm sorry. I was messing with the Google Doc and I just fucked it up. So.
God.
You can catch us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, 9 kilobytes, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
That's Geoff.
It just doesn't flow the same.
What else? I'm so lost now. Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google Plus. Just search for Interactive Distractions, and you'll find us. And come over to Jetroids.
God, just write that shit down and email it to Ken and Terry right now.
Jetroids. Whoa!
Oh no, I just messed up the entire Google document with a porn picture.
I need to check this out now.
This is great. This is great radio.
Oh my god.
I can't see porn.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, Chris.
Oh, I don't know what we were doing. What were we doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's retro. Over. That's come, it. Have a good week, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
It's over.
All I'm in this Jeff. Case.
Blah, 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 blah. He's in this Jason or Unistrike. He's 9 kilobytes. He's fucking Chris. Everyone, good night.
Fucking Chris. At fucking Chris.
At motherfucking Chris.
At motherfucking Chris.
We need to make
I'm
you two
Twitter will, okay, right so now. let's do this for real. Oh, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell your friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. And please be gentle.
Oh no, I ruined the Google Doc too.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Glenn.
I'm wondering who the fuck still has a Zoom.
No, serious.
I'm Jason.
I want to get this over with. I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you. Bye.